What's good, fanboys? Oh my god. Alright, how do you
hate yourself now?
Yeah,
Okay, good.
I just had
good. I really hope you do.
I had like an instant feeling of just like self-hate when I just did that.
What's good, YouTube? It's your boy, CringeDaddy 69XX360 no scope. Come back at you with another League of Legends video, where I just basically get salty and yell at the camera and go.
No, we're gonna do that again, alright? I'm gonna like hate myself a lot for this, and I'm gonna review this recording and I'm gonna like really cringe. But what's good, fanboys? It's your boys Chris and Tate with the morning
Jesus
ride.
Christ, give me a knife.
We're gonna talk about some random shit today. I don't know what we're gonna talk about. But I know for a fact that it probably will be good, because all of our podcasts seem to be doing fairly well. We got some more viewers, we got more listeners.
I know, I'm so used to doing the whole entire YouTube thing where it's like, oh yeah, guys, we finally reached 1,000 views on one of our videos, ayy! So, in celebration, I'm gonna show you a deck.
So, essentially, you know, from here on out, I'm gonna say viewers, alright? Because it's gonna be such a bad habit that, like, you guys are now considered viewers. You are looking at the sound waves of my voice and Tate's voice.
Yes, you're looking at the sound waves coming out of your phone, computer, whatever you want to listen or whatever you're...
My sister listened to the podcast in her car going to work. So, yeah. I mean, that's what I originally intended, and so I guess it's working, you know?
Yeah.
I literally have no idea what to talk about today because I didn't really think of a topic.
Well,
I have been looking at a lot of self-improvement stuff recently.
What does that say about you?
What does that say about me?
Are you unhappy with your life?
I pretty much am. So that's why I'm taking a lot of steps to fix it. Like,
are you finding a lot of... Are you depressed?
Are you suffering from mesothelioma?
tarnation.
Literally last night, this is what I did last night. I did plan on playing video games.
Which I did. I actually got Overwatch for the PC and played with my friends, because now I have an actual gamer set up.
You did. Update your weight. Oh my god, he keeps doing that. Okay, like last night you messaged us in Discord. You're like, hey guys, let's play a game. And I was going to plan on getting on and, like, you know, message Carson and Scott and maybe Emily, but Emily was doing homework and I was doing absolutely nothing.
Sad.
And then I got distracted on YouTube, as I always do. And
you're up pretty late.
What?
You were up pretty late, I thought.
I was up until like 12. And I stumbled across some like charisma videos and I started watching so many of them. And it just really got me motivated to like do different things and just be better, essentially.
Be a better person.
Be a better person, yeah. So
everyone, we have an announcement to make. Stop bullying! The only self-improvement video you need, guys. Come on.
Alright, now it's telling me to remind my meal. Wait.
Remind your meal.
Remind my meal. I hope your breakfast was amazing. My breakfast this morning was a bagel with almond butter. It was coffee with sugar, creamer, and cinnamon, and then it was a whole wheat bagel with almond butter.
Nice.
That was pretty much it. I tried to, like, incorporate more protein into my breakfast, but
you know what you could do? You could take a bagel, right?
Yeah.
If you want a bagel in the morning, what you can do is you can cook a fried egg and slather the bagel in cream cheese and then put the fried egg on the bagel. That's really good, actually.
On top of the bagel?
No, not, like, on top of the bagel, like, in the bagel, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like bottom layer, right?
Yeah.
Cream cheese, fried egg, then cream cheese, and then top layer. It's a sandwich.
Yeah, I was thinking about making eggs this morning, but like I just didn't.
The thing is, though, with that you only need to make one fried egg, so it's not as much effort as making two, or three, or four, or however many you eat.
Normally, whenever I eat eggs, I eat like four.
Yeah, exactly. So you can just have the one egg.
One egg.
Yeah, exactly.
I should have done that this morning, but I didn't have the idea in the first place, so I wouldn't have been able to do it.
Ah, I see.
That was gay. Look at this bus in front of us full of, like, elementary school kids.
Just take them all out.
Just Allahu Akbar.
What was that? That was like a slingshot stance.
I did like an RPG, like,
gesture. Oh. I only saw out of the corner of my eye, I'm like, that's a slingshot, sir. Where do you think you are, David?
I used to own a slingshot, but then it broke.
How did it break?
It was really cool, because, like, what was it? We went to Georgia. We went to Savannah, and they had, like, this little market place where, like, there was just local people selling their, like, products that they make or whatever. And there was this one guy who would take pieces of sticks and just, like, carve animals out of them.
Yeah.
And then he would make them into slingshots. So I bought this one slingshot that had, like, a wolf's face on it.
Oh, that's cool.
And the slingshot part was made of surgical tubing and, like, a little leather piece that you put the rock in.
Yeah.
And I've been playing with
it. Was it a slingshot where you pull back, or was it a slingshot where you, like, whip it around and then toss it?
It was a slingshot that you pull back.
Okay, got it.
And, I've been using that thing for years, and you can clearly tell that I've been using it for a long time, because you can see, like, chip marks on the, like, two parts that make the slingshot, where, like, the surgical tubing connects.
Yeah.
You can see all these, like, chipped parts of, like, paint and, like, wood, because I've done a lot of times where, like, I would pull the rock back, and then I would fling it, and then it would hit the slingshot itself, and then almost break it. So, the reason why it broke was because I had the slingshot laying on my desk, and my desk is situated in front of my window.
Yeah.
So whenever I have my window open, there's a certain part of the day where the sun comes over and shines directly into my room.
Yeah.
And the sun basically melted the surgical tubing.
Oh,
so if you were to look at the surgical tubing connecting to the slingshot itself, it was turning brown, and it was, like, hardening into, like, some kind of, like, weird substance.
Oh, fun.
And then, I thought that was fine. Like, I tried to take it out of the sun or whatever, but then I noticed that the rest of the, like, slingshot, like, surgical tubing turned brown, and it was just melting and welding together, and that's
fun. At least it's permanent now, so it's just, like, it's cool decoration.
Yeah, so the surgical tubing is gone, but I still have that little wolf slingshot thing. That thing was great. I accidentally shot a bird with it.
Mom, I got near! Oh, what'd you get? A pigeon?
Like, you know, what's it, that one park near Mayport?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we would get together with some of our Russian friends as, like, as a yearly, like, you know, meetup or whatever.
Oh, wow.
And I would, every time that we would go there, I would always bring that slingshot, because me and my friend, who I visited in Tampa,
yeah,
we would always, like, have, like, a blast playing with that slingshot. And a lot of times we would shoot rocks into the lake, and there would be a lot of birds in that lake.
Oh, no.
So sometimes we would be firing into that lake randomly, and then there was once where a bird, or it might have been a duck or something, it was flying down, and I fired a rock, like, really far and really hard.
Oh, gosh.
And it hit the bird.
Oh, did it kill it, or, like?
No.
Oh, my God.
But it hit the bird really hard, and then the bird fell out of the sky and landed in the water, and I was sitting there freaking out. I was like, oh, my God, I hope I didn't kill that bird. But then it was in the water, like, flapping around, and then it finally, like, flipped itself over, and it was just chilling out. It didn't really realize what happened. And then my mom yelled at me for basically being retarded.
That's great.
I miss that slingshot, man.
I'm trying to think of any outdoor adventures I had myself, but I was a pretty sheltered child. Most of my free time was filled up with sports. That was really my big exercise of the day. And I lived in a ginormous neighborhood, so, like, there wasn't really a lot of, like, friends around. Although, I do remember one time when I lived in Arizona. I don't remember much of Arizona, but I do remember this one time. My friend, he had a miniature dune buggy, right? And there was this one part in our neighborhood that was, like, a golf course, but it was really hilly. So, you could take this dune buggy and actually get off on one of the hills, and you can actually get, like, a solid amount of air. Enough to, like, probably unbuckle fully and buckle up and then hit the ground. Like, there was a lot of air time there. So what we would do is we'd take this little dune buggy and just drive as fast as we could up the hills, and we could see who could do the most insane tricks inside the cockpit, because no one was about to flip that thing.
I remember there was this one family in our like church group that had like a huge open backyard, and they even had like a fully built like treehouse. It was like a literal platform where they could like play airsoft and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And they also had one of those like remember those like little cars that you could drive as a kid?
Oh yeah,
like little Hummers mini ones, and stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. They had one of those, and I remember driving around in one of them. And I think there was one time where they invited us over for like a little party or whatever. There was just a bunch of people from the church. It was it was a big get together, and me and my little cousin, we hopped onto this little car, and we just started like driving full speed all around the backyard until we like rammed into a tree and fell over.
Nice.
Dude, crashing one of those things like really fast when you're like super little, that shit hurt. It was so bad.
It's proportional to crashing an actual car when you're an adult.
Yeah, basically. You learn your lesson from an early age.
Yeah, exactly.
And you got like
don't be drunk and drive.
Drunk. What is it? That's per what? Like perfect tense of drunk?
Yeah, I guess.
Drunk. Yo, last night we drunk.
We drunk
five beers.
No, only vodka. Vodka.
You see, in the motherland, we have only potatoes. So with these potatoes, we take them and we crush them. We put them in our bottles, and then we make the great Russian vodka. And then we go out and do stupid shit and make kvass. But even then with kvass, we drink kvass. But with kvass, that's a real man's drink. And then you see me at the door holding a dried fish in my hand as you give me a wireless Wi-Fi adapter.
Yes, literally. Okay, so I had to be the middleman for a little, for an exchange. So I was going over to one of our friend's houses to pick up, I don't even remember what it was. What was it? It was like a wired Wi-Fi adapter?
It was a like a USB wireless Wi-Fi adapter.
Okay, yeah. So it was that. So I go over to my friend's house and pick it up, and I'm driving back. And as soon as I get to Chris's place, I knock on the door, I wait there, and all of a sudden he opens the door. He's got like this giant, what were you wearing? I don't even know what it's called. Like, I know I can describe it, but I don't know what it's called.
I was wearing my Ushanka.
Yeah, that. See, I suck with names. But he was wearing this giant black Ushanka. It has a dead dried fish in his hand, and he's like, "You want some?"
I was like in the kitchen preparing some dried fish.
I'm actually pretty sure you said, "You want some, comrade?"
And I purposely had my Ushanka on so that when Tate would come up to my door, I could answer it and just be like, "Do you want some dried fish, comrade?" And he just stared at me and he was like, "What
I'm
fuck?
I'm gonna go now."
You just like, you handed me the Wi-Fi adapter and you're like, "Is that a real fish?" And I was like, "Yes, brother."
I wasn't sure. I looked like a real fish. I just had to make sure because it looked kind of like a fake fish, and I wasn't sure if it was just a prank or not. Like, I'm just like, wait, what? What is going on here?
Like, before you came up to my door, I had like freshly chopped off the head of a fish. And then I came up the door with a headless fish. And then after you left, I like ate that entire fish.
At least it wasn't like ginormous though. It was like, that looked like a decently sized meal fish.
But actually that fish was pretty big for a dried fish. Dude, that fish is so salty that my mom told me that after you eat one of them, you have to eat an apple. Or else the, like, salinity of the fish will, like, overtake your entire body.
Jeez, that's fun. That's probably, like, your sodium intake, but, like, twice.
Yeah, if you need a quick sodium intake for, like, the entire day, just eat Volba. No, Vobla. It's
no
a weird,
one's gonna remember that.
It's a weird like Russian fish that the Russian people eat.
The Russians.
There is this Russian guy that was on my water polo team when I played in Virginia. He was literally the most soft-spoken person ever, and he like hated the cold, like absolutely hated it. Like every time he'd step out in the cold, he would literally, if it was like 50 degrees out, he would shake like a chihuahua, put his hands under his armpits, and just go. I'm like, dude, you're Russian, right?
Yes.
What?
That's essentially my mom. Because like my mom's lived in the cold of Estonia for like entire life, and like something you need to know about Estonia is that you need to expect a lot of wind to be blasted in your face.
Yeah, like, I understand that, like, but you're from Russia, so why don't you, aren't you used to this kind of stuff? Like, obviously, it could be a misunderstanding and a stereotype on my part, but, like, I feel like most people from Russia should really, like, I just feel like, I don't know.
Well, if you're, like, directly from a cold country such as Russia, I feel that you've developed over time. You've adapted to the cold environment.
Yeah, he lived there for like 10 years. I was like, wait a minute, why are you cold?
But then you come to another place, like, I don't know, like down here in Florida, you come to this place.
Well, he wasn't here in Florida. It was up in Virginia.
Well, what is the, like, average climate like in Virginia?
We're looking at, like, during the fall, winter. Fall is, like, 50 degrees average. Then you've got winter, which is, like, somewhere in the 20s. Spring, probably back up in the 50s, 60s even. But then summer's, like, 120.
Yeah, so, like, even, like, especially down here in Florida, considering that it's always so hot for no reason.
Oh, yeah, dude, I hate it here.
Like, if you were to move down here and adapt to this climate more than you did back in your cold country, then obviously, your body's gonna react and change to that and be like,
yeah, fair.
I can't handle this, bro! What are you doing to me?
Well, how cold is it typically in Estonia? Or, like, or just in Russia in general? I mean, I've heard it's, like, negatives sometimes in the winters, right?
Well, I mean, if you're talking about deep Russia, it will get into the negatives,
well,
definitely.
I'm trying to remember. He lived, like, 30 minutes outside of, Moscow.
I think
Somewhere around there. That might be not accurate, but
I'm not sure what, like, the average temperature is in, like, Moscow, but I know for a fact that in Estonia, sometimes the lowest you'll get in the winters are, like, 15 degrees, 20 degrees, and it'll be snowing.
Right. That ain't too bad. That's like Wisconsin.
Yeah, so it's not that bad in Estonia, but just that there's a lot of wind, considering that's it's harbor
wind
city.
Yeah.
So the wind blasts that cold into your face, and it's just unbearable, and that's why my mom wanted to move out of there so much. And especially, like, when I went there during the summer, it was cold. Like, I was,
It sounds like my kind of place.
I was with my grandma, and we were gonna walk to, I don't remember what this, like, chain of, like, stores is, but it's, like, some kind of, like, popular store chain, like, in all of Northern Europe. And we were just gonna walk there, and so outside of, my grandma's, like, post-Soviet era, like, apartments, you, like, walk down this one sidewalk, and then you go around this one bend, this, like, one corner, and then, like, you end up, like, on the main road, and there's, like, a bunch of sidewalks that you cross over, and then there's, like, a bridge that you can cross over to get to that store.
Yeah.
But when you go over that bridge, you get blasted by wind, and it feels like 40 degrees in the summer. And it's, like, awful, because you're sitting there and you're, like, you're shivering the entire time. And then you come to some other parts of Estonia, and then it's, like, hot. And then you, like, go back into, like,
The harbor, and it's, like, 40 degrees.
Yeah, it's so bad. Especially when I was out on, the ocean, out on my cruise, I would be outside on, like, the outside deck, because there's nothing to do inside the ship, because everything you had to pay for, even the Wi-Fi. Did I tell you about that?
No, you didn't.
So, like, on this ship, if you wanted to use 1 hour of Wi-Fi continuously, like, you can't just, like, use this whenever you want. Once you buy it, you have to use it. Was 5 euros.
Jeez,
you wanted to use 3 hours?
A lot.
That was 10 euros. You wanted to use 6 continuous hours? 20 euros. And...
Well, put me on that shit for No Nut November, because I'm not paying that much to watch videos.
And there's literally nothing else to do on that ship. There's an arcade on the top floor. You need euros for that.
Oh, I was about to say, hook me up with some Mortal Kombat, boy. Let's go.
They didn't even have Mortal Kombat. It was just like...
What was it? Like, Tokyo
Drift? It was like three racing games.
Oh.
There was like a little... What is it called? Air hockey table.
Yeah.
And then... Some kind of pinball machine.
Hook me up with those racing games, though. I'd probably be really good at them. Okay, no, so we went to, for the quote-unquote 8th grade trip, which is kind of like the senior trip, but toned down a lot, we went to Maryland for the day, and there was this, I'm trying to remember what it was called. I don't know, it's kind of like here in Florida where we have Adventure Landing or whatever you guys call it here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like that, but just called something different. And, so there's, like, roller coasters, there's bumper cars, all that stuff. And there's a giant, and I mean massive arcade. Like, it's literally a Dave & Buster's just in the theme park. I'm like, alright, I can get behind this. So, once they sent us out on our own, you know, I did bumper cars, put with my friends, did all the roller coasters. And I still had, like, 4 hours left. So, you know what? I see like, the typical racing... Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift thing. I was like, alright, why not? So as soon as I go to put my money in, and next thing you know, I'm on there for an hour, only spending like the first thing, because I kept getting first. So I ended up getting one of the higher score, one of the high top scores, and on top of that, I had like a fully maxed out car and just kept doing races.
My friend who had a brother that worked at Adventure Landing, he would play those racing games all the time.
Yeah.
And on every arcade game, you can see his name at the top of the leaderboard.
Yeah.
At all the time. Like, me and my friend would go to Adventure Landing just to hang out or whatever, and we would see her brother, like, working there sometimes. And we'd go and play some arcade games, and we get to, like, the leaderboards.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, the leaderboard screen, and there he is.
And there he is. He's just at the top, highest score, and I'm like...
Mine's still there.
What?
I probably not, because, you know, it's like... They probably took it down because it was, like, no business there whatsoever.
But, yeah, and with that, like, Estonia cruise ship, I think one of the only other things you could do is that if you're an adult, you can go into, like, the back, like, karaoke room or whatever.
Oh, but wait, let me guess. It cost euros.
They had a swimming pool. Costed euros to go to. They had a saloon.
Cost euros.
They had a store on the ship where you could buy alcohol and all this other stuff.
What you buy with euros.
There's, like, several restaurants. Everything was overly expensive with euros. And yeah, that was pretty much it. And the only other things you could do is really just walk around the ship or go outside on the outside deck on either the right side or the left side, and then, like, go up top on the top of the ship. No, I don't think we were able to do that while the ship was cruising. But yeah, there was, like, one day where I literally had nothing to do. So I just went outside onto the outside deck just to watch the sunset and stuff like that. There was other cruise ships that you could see in the distance, like, riding along with us, because we had, like, kind of like a convoy cruise. And...
Of course you had a convoy cruise in Russia.
Well, like, in Estonia, like, there's so many cruise lines there that whenever you leave on a cruise, you leave with a giant convoy of cruises. and so... I feel like a vibration in my pocket, because, like, the service for my phone wasn't working out on the ocean, because I only had service specifically for Estonia.
Yeah.
And I felt my phone vibrate, like, a million times, and this was, like, on my birthday. So I was sitting all alone outside on the outside deck on my 17th birthday, just in the cold, shivering, watching the sunset, and my phone vibrates a million times, and it's like I got a random 3 bars of service out in the middle of the ocean. I don't know why. We were nowhere close to Estonia. So I just started calling my sister and my mom, and I called them. I was telling them what was going on. They were, like, wishing me happy birthday. I was in the middle of a call with my mom for, like, at least an hour or two, And then my service cut out, and then I was just sitting there alone. There was, like, no one on the outside deck. I was just out there in the cold. The sun had already set, and it was already, like, 30 degrees out there. And I was in this jacket, this Finland jacket.
Yeah.
I think I was in a different pair of these kind of pants. And I was just sitting there shivering, and I was like, all right, it's time to go back in.
Wait, who were you on the cruise ship with?
My grandma.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah. And since we didn't have a lot of money, we always ate at, the cheap restaurant. And, dude, that food was disgusting. They even had, a buffet that everyone would go to in the morning. And because, it was 15 euros per person to eat breakfast at that buffet. Mm-hmm. And, the food wasn't even good. the food that they served was classic Scandinavian food that you'd find, Swedish people and Finnish people eating.
Yeah.
But they served a crap ton of eggs. But the eggs weren't seasoned.
Oh.
They weren't seasoned, and they were super watery.
It's like hotel eggs.
Yeah.
If you go to, a Holiday Inn, it's, those kind of eggs.
Yeah, it was gross. you scoop up some eggs, and you're like, oh, some eggs, and then you just see water dripping down from it. It's like, oh, God.
Dude, oh, gosh, that reminds me of, when we went to China. And the first night I landed there, the first night I landed there, actually, I lied. Because we had an interesting trip with the Chinese, the interesting run-in with the Chinese government. They didn't take us to Shanghai where we were supposed to go immediately. They're like, oh, American plane! Send him to Hong Kong! Then Shanghai! So literally, the people come out and they're like, oh, I'm so sorry, our pilots have flown too long, they cannot take you to Shanghai, so we land in Hong Kong for night, we give you a hotel.
What?
I'm just like, dude, just get me a bed, I've been on a plane so long today, I just do not need this right now. So, we go to this really, really nice hotel in Hong Kong, and it's got 2 stories. The master bedroom's on the downstairs, I'm on the upstairs. It's literally, you walk up a spiral staircase, and then there's a room there. Mm-hmm. That's giant. It's got the bathroom that you see and you've seen in our house. Yeah, double the size of that. That was the size of the bathroom in the hotel. And then you know how I have the room that's next to my right adjacent to mine? Yeah, knock down that wall, that's about how big the room was my room was in the hotel. This is a hotel, by the way, in China, so I'm like, okay. What? Wonder what breakfast is gonna be like. So we go to breakfast. We go to breakfast, and literally there's the buffet. I'm just like, oh man, this is gonna be good. I can feel it. You open the first thing that they serve is breakfast meat, so bacon, sausage, all that stuff. I open up the lid for the bacon. I just see a bunch of steam. Oh man, that's good and hot. And then the bacon is literally just black. So I'm like, okay, I can pass on bacon today. Maybe that was just a miss. So I open up the sausage and it's just wrinkly. It is wrinkly and small. So I'm like, oh, okay. Let's go to the ham. You can't possibly mess up Canadian bacon. Look at the Canadian bacon. It's literally gone. Because apparently it's the best breakfast meat they have. So you have to wake up at 6:30 to get it. So, I grab my eggs that have really bad manufactured American cheese. You could just smell the smoke of the factory that came that the cheese came from. And yeah, I go sit down. I'm like, well, this is depressing. You know what? At least I'll get a yogurt. They don't have yogurt. They just don't. They're like, what's yogurt?
You know what one of my jobs was on the farm in Oregon?
Milking cows.
No, dumping tons and tons of containers of old expired yogurt and cottage cheese.
Oh, ooh, that smelled nice.
Basically, the backstory behind this was that all the farms in Oregon, they kind of have this cooperative where they trade stuff with each other.
Yeah.
So the farm that I was working on, they mainly specialized in meat. And so we traded with this one farm that specialized in yogurt making and cottage cheese making and something else.
Yeah.
And we would trade meat with them, and then they would give us pallets and pallets of yogurt that is super unnecessary for us. Because they would use some of the yogurt and stuff to feed the chickens and the pigs to, like, help with their, like, healthy gut bacteria.
Yeah.
But sometimes they, like, gave the farm too many pallets. They can't go through all of it. So all of it becomes expired, and then...
It smells real nice.
And then they need to dump it all. So one of my jobs was that I would have to spend, like, at least 3 to 4 hours taking containers, ripping open the lid, ripping open the plastic covering, and then just dumping it into buckets.
Oh.
The smell and the looks of some of these, like, yogurts and stuff was putrid.
Oh.
Like, I would open some of them, there would be, like, chunks of, like, green stuff and stuff like that floating on it.
No.
And it's just like, what is that?
No.
And sometimes I would splash it so hard into the buckets, it would splash onto me. And it would become all sticky, and it would just stick to me until I take a shower. It was so gross. And I think I opened at least, I'd say... at least 1,000 containers.
Oh, dude, that's fun.
Which fed a lot of animals, I'll tell you that.
That's real fun.
And the pigs eat that stuff up like it's, like, no tomorrow, like it's a bar of chocolate to a little kid.
Dude, I can't. Actually, well, I mean, like, I understand if it's good, though. I actually kind of like yogurt, but, like, expired when it's like, green chunks floating in it.
When it's been sitting in the sun, in the heat, the dry heat of Oregon, and, like, 97-degree temperatures.
Yeah.
Just out in the open... that yogurt does not think I'm good.
I'm the best.
Actually, what makes it even worse is that they moved some of the pallets all the way to the back of the farm, where there's, like, a barn that they keep all the bucks or the bulls in during the winter so that they don't get rained on. They put a bunch of the pallets in there just so that, like, it would be out of the sun and that we can work on it easier. There was rat's nests inside of the pallet. There was actual nests that we pulled out and we were like... rats have been living within between these containers. That's how bad this is.
Jeez, and that's awful.
And there was one day where a few pigs escaped, too. And they immediately went for the pallets. And one of the pallets, like, you look at some of the pallets, and they're, like, all wrapped up in black plastic wrapping. One of them was just completely shredded. And the bottom part, you can see a bunch of open containers and, like, yogurt spilling out.
Oh,
and we had
God.
To clean that up.
Oh,
it was putrid.
Oh, that's real nice.
I got that job done. I cleared an entire pallet. So I'm happy that I did that. And they were really grateful that I did that. But, like, that just enduring, like, filling those buckets were, like, 50 pounds of just rotten yogurt and cottage cheese.
Dude, that's awful.
It was so bad. But at least the animals got some good stuff to eat.
Some good green chunks of protein and, like, I don't know, whatever. Oh, all right. Thank you guys for... I almost said watching again. Thank you guys for listening to our ridiculous podcast of...
thank you guys for watching.
Mix of topics.
Mix
today.
Of topics. I guess we can just call this, like, traveling nightmares.
Yeah.
We could call this traveling nightmares.
What, we talk about the first thing?
We talk about
your slingshot.
We talk,
like,
about slingshot. I don't even
know. I don't even remember. Yeah, that's the problem with doing these podcasts. I only remember, like, the second thing we actually talk about. All right, like I said, thanks for listening, and we'll figure it out.
Thank you, guys. We'll figure it out.